I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent article by LaCroix says China's warning its Christians not to speak up about persecution. There's been increasing enforcement on local believers, from more frequent arrests and sham trials to monitored church services and censorship. According to Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea, much of the crackdown focuses on underground churches, but even registered churches aren't exempt from legislative pressure.
The effort is now underway, of course, not only to move these underground believers into state churches, but even to bring the state churches under greater control in terms of their involvement in spreading communism through the church and through the church services.
Read the full report at missionnews.org to learn who's helping and how you can pray. And can you imagine giving birth of all places on a plane? Well, that's exactly what happened to a mom in Papua, Indonesia. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Dennis Bergstrasser was flying a pregnant woman to a hospital in Timika. Her husband and a nurse were also with her, which was a good thing because, as Bergstrasser tells it,
we got going, and about halfway back to Timika, I turned around, and sure enough, she was giving birth right then and there. And fortunately, the nurse was along, and she had everything that she needed. So by the time we landed, about 15 minutes later, the baby was, of course, born by that time.
The parents named their baby Dennis MAF in honor of their pilot and the ministry. MAF serves in Jesus' name through flights into remote places, and they always need more pilots. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.